Ancient Worlds, Ancient Nukes, Chapter 8, Shiva's Warning. Do as I say, don't say as I do. In a world of entangled, advanced ancient civilizations from distant eras and locations, all but ancient India, while possessing the potential for a weapon of mass destruction, has stood down from its nuclear ambitions, and the tension remains palpable. The rest of the nations and civilizations are pushing forward. Perhaps the ancient Greek world, guided by the philosophic teachings of Socrates and Plato, may be inclined toward restraint. However, that remains a question mark as well. Sensing the growing unrest and recognizing the danger of unchecked ambition, the god Shiva, the destroyer of worlds from the Hindu faith, knows that intervention is indicated. Through the aforesaid entanglement of various civilizations, their intertwined destinies and contact with each other becomes Shiva's captive audience. It is within this precarious moment that Shiva reveals his power, foretelling of devastation and destruction that mortals might unleash upon themselves if they fail to heed the lessons of restraint and wisdom. As civilizations stand on the brink of conflict, the divine forces remind them that their greatest challenge may not be from one another, but from within. The dangers of unrestrained power and the consequences of its misuse. There is the sound of deep resonant drumming filling the air. A storm brews overhead as dark clouds swirl across the sky. The scene opens in the heart of ancient India, where Shiva, the destroyer of worlds, prepares to reveal his cosmic power. Thunder rumbles and the ground shakes as people gather, sensing something monumental is about to occur. In this ancient world, where the veil between gods and man is thin, the power of the cosmos stirs, and Shiva, the destroyer whose role is to end all things, descends upon the land. The balance of the universe teeters as civilizations, once separated by time and space, begin to converge. It's a moment where all things are entangled. The sound of thunder grows louder, and a sudden gust of wind sweeps through the city, blowing leaves and dust into the air. The people look toward the horizon, where the figure of Shiva the god emerges from the storm. Shiva is a powerful, enigmatic deity from the Hindu pantheon, known as the god of destruction and transformation. He is often depicted with a third eye, symbolizing his ability to see beyond the ordinary, and his body is adorned with serpents, representing his mastery over death. His skin is ash-colored, and he carries a trident, symbolizing his power over creation, preservation, and destruction. Shiva embodies both the fierce destructive force necessary for cosmic balance and the meditative calm that brings about renewal. His presence is awe-inspiring, embodying the duality of life and death. Without fanfare, he begins to speak in a calm but powerful voice. I am the beginning, and I am the end. All things that rise must one day fall. Those who seek power without balance invite destruction. The sound of crackling energy fills the air. As Shiva raises his hand, a brilliant blue light emanating from his palm. The ground begins to shake more violently, and the air is filled with the hum of raw, untamed energy. As Shiva steps forward, the very fabric of time and space warps around him. Civilizations from different eras, once separated by centuries, now find themselves drawn together. Egypt, Mesopotamia, Greece, and India all converge in this moment where the past, present, and future no longer hold meaning. There is a silhouette of great pyramids, ziggurats, and temples appearing everywhere, standing side by side, casting long shadows on the ground. The sound of distant battle cries echoes across the landscape as the powers of these great civilizations prepare to face their reckoning. The scene shifts to the leaders of each civilization. Pharaoh from Egypt, King David of Israel with Solomon, Plato and Socrates from the ancient Greek world, all stand together atop a mountain looking out over the converged lands. The sky swirls with chaotic energy, and the boundaries between their eras have dissolved. In a world where time is no longer linear, the great powers of history converge. Leaders and wise men from different eras now stand side by side, witnesses to the unraveling of the world they helped shape. They have pursued power, knowledge, and glory, but now they must face the consequences of their actions. The leaders exchange uneasy glances, each unsure of what is to come next. A bright flash of light fills the sky as Shiva approaches them. His eyes glowing with the force of cosmic destruction, Pharaoh sees this and whispers to himself, awed, "What is this power that defies all reason? The gods, they are real, and we stand in their presence." And Solomon says grimly, "We've tampered with forces that we don't understand. The Ark, the pyramids, the ziggurats, and even my working with the demons, they are all part of something greater, and now we must face this destroyer." Shiva steps before them, the energy around him crackling with the power of the universe itself. "With the exception of ancient India, your civilizations have sought power. You have unlocked the secrets of the cosmos, and yet you have failed to understand the most important lesson of all, balance. Now, as the destroyer, I bring you the reckoning that you have brought upon yourselves." The ground cracks open, and rivers of molten lava spill forth, dividing the land. The leaders step back, fear gripping their hearts as they witness the power of Shiva's destruction. The swirling energies around them pulse with greater intensity, as if the very fabric of reality is tearing apart. The civilizations, once mighty and proud, now stand on the brink of destruction. The world that they sought to control is collapsing under the weight of their ambitions. Time and space have become meaningless, and now they must face the ultimate truth. Nothing is permanent, and all things must end. The scene erupts into chaos as Shiva raises his trident, channeling the destructive energy of the cosmos into the land below. Explosions rock the ground, and the sky turns a deep, fiery red. The once great and proud cities of Egypt, Mesopotamia, Greece, and India, as well as Israel, and even the splendor of the Garden of Eden, all crumble beneath the weight of Shiva's power. With a single gesture, the god unleashes the full force of his power. The pyramids crack and fall into dust. The ziggurats collapse into the earth. The temples of Israel and Greece are consumed by fire. Even the ancient Vedic temples of India are also consumed by fire. The civilizations, many of which sought to control the world, now find themselves consumed by the very forces they tried to master. The leaders of these nations and civilizations watch horrified as their cities are destroyed. The cries of their people fill the air as the ground beneath them splits apart. Pharaoh of Egypt, desperate, shouts to the heavens, "Why? Why have you brought this upon us? We sought only to rise to greatness." And Shiva, calm and unyielding, says, "Greatness without balance leads only to ruin. You sought power, but power without wisdom is destruction. This is the cycle of the universe. The end is necessary for the beginning." Solomon, surprisingly standing still, is resigned to his fate, his face nearly placid. He whispers to himself, "We have failed in seeking to control the power of the gods. We have lost everything." The sky darkens further, and lightning cracks across the heavens. The entangled civilizations, the various nations and cultures are feeling the wrath of Shiva. Only he doesn't seek to annihilate the world. He instead seeks to set an example, to give a warning. Annihilation remains an option, but not today. The sound of thunder grows louder, the fury intensifying, blowing leaves and dust into the air. The people look toward the horizon where the figure of Shiva emerges from the storm. There are devastating volcanic eruptions burying entire cities or civilizations. Great plagues gripping and wiping out large segments of the population. Dust storms and famine, and the decline of entire civilizations. These global disasters, tied to myths and history, also represent the consequences of humanity's pursuit of forbidden knowledge or weapons. A summit of powers is promptly called with the leaders of Egypt, Mesopotamia, Greece, India, Israel, a gathering on neutral ground. The atmosphere is tense, the memory of the recent destruction fresh in everyone's minds. The leaders of the great civilizations gather in secret, their ambition shaken by Shiva's display of power. Though they have achieved greatness in their own time, they now understand the precariousness of their position. They stand on the precipice of annihilation, and their decisions in the coming days will determine the fate of their people. At a meeting table, the Pharaoh says authoritative, "We can't deny what we've seen. Shiva's power is beyond anything we possess." And Solomon, wise and reflective, sitting in for David, says, "There must be balance. We sought to unlock the secrets of the universe, but in doing so, we forgot that some forces are not meant to be controlled." Attention shifts to Plato, leaning forward, his brow furrowed in thought. "Perhaps the answer lies not in furthering our ambitions," Plato says, "but in understanding the limits of our power. We've spent too long trying to conquer the world when we should be seeking to preserve it." The leaders nod in agreement, their expressions somber. The rulers of entangled civilizations must reevaluate their positions. The pursuit of unchecked power has brought them to the brink, and now they must decide whether they will heed the warning of the gods and restore the balance, or will they continue down the path to destruction. The world has been given a chance, a warning. Their fate is inevitable if they stay the path that they've been on. But if they can change their ways, bring restraint and balance into the equation, can they survive? They have seen the power of the gods, and they know that their civilizations cannot survive another demonstration. The question remains, will they choose wisdom, or will they invite their own destruction? At the close of the nuclear summit, despite the outwardly upbeat tone, there is an unspoken yet clear understanding of underlying alliances. Israel, in the event of a nuclear exchange, would employ the Ark of the Covenant in support of Mesopotamia with the promise of reciprocal aid from the Mesopotamian emerging nuclear program should the need arise. Similarly, a treaty exists between the ancient Greek world and Egypt, ensuring mutual support in times of conflict. Though the ancient Indian priests have vowed to stand down in any nuclear confrontation, it is understood silently that the Brahmastra would become a possible weapon and option if the actions of either Egypt, Mesopotamia, the ancient Greek world, or Israel were to threaten India's interests directly or indirectly. Thus was the status as each of the civilizations left the nuclear summit.